Track 16, Musical Memories. Alison Applin is on holiday, but before she left, she contributed this month's classical music story, which features Antonio Vivaldi and the Four Seasons. Here is Dorothy to talk about Vivaldi.
If, like most of us, you have been put on hold on a telephone call and been told how important your call is to the organisation you have been trying to contact, the chances are that you will have been listening to a piece of music called Spring. This is, in my opinion, one of the least irritating of the various musical jingles we are subjected to whilst waiting for our telephone inquiry to be dealt with. And it is one of four violin concertos which make up a work called The Four Seasons by the Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi. It will not surprise you to hear that the other three concertos which make up this work are called Summer, Autumn and Winter. Antonio Vivaldi was born in 1678 in Venice. He was apparently baptized immediately after being born, a fact which has led to much speculation, including the possibility that Venice suffered an earthquake on the day of his birth. However, an earthquake on that day now seems unlikely, and so we will never know. At the age of 15, Vivaldi began studying for the priesthood, and he was ordained in 1703 at the age of 25. However, he soon gave up celebrating Mass because of persistent coughing, believed to be caused by asthma. As a result of his ordination for the priesthood and the fact that he had a shock of curly red hair, Vivaldi's friends nicknamed him the Red Priest. Yes, it's disappointing, isn't it, that that's all it was, and not the fact that he led a shocking life full of scandal. There is, however, one tiny whiff of impropriety in an ambiguous relationship with one of his female students. While working in Mantua, he became acquainted with an aspiring young singer, Anna Tastieri Giro, who would become his student, protégé and favourite prima donna. Anna and her half-sister moved in with Vivaldi and accompanied him on his many travels. There was much speculation as to the nature of this relationship, but Vivaldi always denied any romantic connection. Vivaldi was an exceptional violinist, and for most of his career he was associated with the Ospedale della Pietà in Venice, which was a home for abandoned and orphaned children. The boys lived separately and were taught a trade, and the girls studied music to a high standard. Many of his compositions were written for the girls of Pietà. The four violin concertos which make up the Four Seasons were probably written somewhere between 1716 and 1720. Each one gives musical expression to a season of the year, and in them you can hear flowing water, singing birds, a shepherd and his barking dog, buzzing flies, storms, drunken dances, hunting parties, and frozen landscapes and winter fires. So, next time you are sitting on the end of a phone line, listen out for the barking dog, which can be heard in the Spring Concerto. It might brighten up your day, and will certainly make the time you are hanging on the end of that phone line seem much shorter.
I must admit that, like many others, I've had to listen to a bit too much of the Four Seasons while waiting, sometimes in vain, for the phone to be answered. But my thanks go to Alison for this piece and to Dorothy for reading it.